The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I want to talk about the ACLU, which states it defends legal cases involving violations of civil liberties. ACLU stands for American Civil Liberties Union. Its history dates back to anti-war groups during World War I. It was formed in 1920 when citizens were actually held in jail merely for holding anti-war views, and it has grown stronger, but often with totally different aims. Let's fast forward to 2011. Here is what ACLU has become, of course, simplistically stated. Now, for many years, it has been called the most dangerous organization in the U.S. because it has been hijacked by American and possibly foreign extremists. It was responsible for prayer being banned in our children's schools, the Ten Commandments banned from courtrooms, and manger scenes banned from the public square. It defends the rights of terrorists over the rights of American citizens and submits reports to the United Nations to, quote, hold America accountable for human rights violations, unquote. The United Nations is now a disgusting group who hopes to control America. It started out right after World War II to be a place to help countries of the world to learn to get along peacefully. In fact, the ACLU was part of the lawsuit against Arizona recently for trying to protect America's borders from illegal immigrants. And the ACLU fights to protect the use of foreign law in America's courtrooms. It has been said that it uses a loophole in the law to force American taxpayers to pay millions of dollars in legal fees to advance its radical agenda. All this information was gleaned from the envelope of Frontiers of Freedom Foundation, which once again is soliciting for funds to continue to educate the American public. Much of this information is proof that, like ACLU, many organizations which may have started out with good intentions turn out to be self-serving and corrupt. And so it goes. Power so often does corrupt. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book, full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.